So this is Nelly Stavropoulou and Maria Lupa. We're here at the Cherry Tree Jasmine with international singer Tasha Seal.
Hello.
So I remember you kept your promise and you came back to perform again.
It only took me 2 years. I'm 2 years late.
As long as you're here.
But I'm here.
Exactly. And how you feel about that?
It's really nice to be back here, actually. As the train pulled in, I saw the Metro Arena and I was just bombarded with memories.
Exactly, because you were there. You were performing as a leading lady, alternative leading lady. Could you tell me about the experience? How was it?
Oh, well, enormous. It was enormous. It was wonderful. I mean, it was a huge tour.
Yes.
It was just, well, it wasn't quite 2.5 years, but it was a long time.
I'm
and
sure
we went to
was.
Loads of different countries. It was a gift, actually.
Yes. So before you started, you completed your performing arts first degree. You were actually also touring again the US as a jazz singer, wasn't it?
Right. That was prior to the degree.
That was prior to the degree, exactly.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of returning to this genre.
To jazz. Well, I've always had a little finger in that field because I enjoy it and I enjoy working with musicians. Stuart Collingwood's trio. You know, that's going to be a real experience for me. We haven't worked together before.
So it's the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's lovely.
So it's exciting and it's really exciting working with new musicians and different musicians, you know. That's part of the challenge, so
I think that's also it's the magic of it in general, working with musicians and producing new sounds and new partnerships. Can I ask you, when you were as you were growing up, what kind of musical influences did you have that made you turn into musical singing? And because it is a very specific kind as well.
It is, isn't it? Well, my mum was an opera singer, but my dad was a massive jazz fan. He used to listen to Billie Holiday. Yeah, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Peggy Lee, all of those greats. So my influence, I think, directly came from listening to his records and stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. What are your plans, your next steps for this year?
For this year? Well, at the moment, what it looks like might be a Shakespeare next. Yeah.
Amazing. That would be
King John. I haven't said yes yet, so we'll see.
Do you have any specific or general comments about the music stage, the music scene at the moment, and about young musicians upcoming, and anything to say about that?
Well, since Amy Winehouse, she did wonders for this generation and for generations to follow. I mean, strong jazz. I mean, her roots are in jazz.
Yeah.
You know, that was her thing before she crossed over to the pop. And from Amy, we've had people like Adele and the strong female singer, which is brilliant.
I'd like to say something for Desmond.
Oh, what can I say? Well, come to the Cherry Tree. Listen to the live music that he puts on here. It's a treat, and the atmosphere and everything. Yeah. When I stayed here, so I lived literally over the back there.
So you were a Jasmine local.
I was a Jasmine local. I've experienced it and I really, really enjoyed it. There's a lot of community, it's quite lively. Mm. It's obviously very studenty, which
very,
I love.
Yeah.
I love that as well. It feels like being a student all over again.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you and now we're looking forward to listening to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.